The views and opinions expressed here are that of the host and do not represent the views of Zundalarge or Felony in Progress. The show also contains strong language and is not intended for those under the age of 18. Thank you and enjoy the show.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hold on. Let's just go 30 more seconds. You guys are good.
It's not bad.
Two people. Welcome to 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer with Zundalarge and Tony. Hi, Tony. Long
Hello,
time
no
see.
I know. How have you been?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yes. That was the Goonbats we just listened to. I had to pull out a little bit more because it was sounding really good.
No, yeah, dude, those guys are great. They've got a nice, dirty sound to them. I like them.
I was going to ask you what you thought because that is a two-person band.
People. Not bad. A little two-piece. Yeah, dude, it's definitely not bad.
I want to ask you, they are a two-piece progressive metal band. What is that?
You know, it's kind of a mix between metal and like grunge, I guess. So like the Melvins, you ever listen to the Melvins? Green River. Yeah. So that's, you know, kind of that hardcore, you know, in your face kind of.
Yeah. That's like a
good stuff.
Kind of dancey too.
Hey. Right. You can move to it. It's good. They're good.
Very talented guys.
Yeah. And a two piece at that. The lead singer, he reminds me of this guy named Riley Gale. But he just passed away about a year ago. He was in this band called Power Trip.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This singer, I'm sad to say, but I think I forgot his name. I think it's Sequoia, but I am friends with the drummer on the Facebook, and his name's Zach, and I'm going to do something crazy.
Are you friends with him on the Facebook?
The Facebook.
Facebook. Oh, my God.
You're
officially fucking old, dude.
Just because I wanted to talk about Goonbats really quick, I want to do something crazy.
Dude, let's do it. I like crazy.
You want?
I'm always down for crazy.
I'm going to try something so whack and crazy that maybe we'll do this. I am going to actually try to call Zach, the drummer.
Just remember, it is almost dinner time.
Yes. Oh, well, you know what? You just reminded me that I better push this, our timer, because I always forget our damn timer. Damn it. Here we go. There we go. We're on to, he better answer the phone. Hey, while I'm trying to get a hold of him, what have you been doing? You missed our last podcast with the
show. I know. Me and Candy really needed to get out of town, and so we took off and disappeared to Santa Cruz for a few days.
That was nice.
Yeah, so we had a great time. Went up into the Redwoods and just really had a nice, nice, relaxing time. So we made ourselves disappear for a little while, and it was great.
Nice!
I do not regret it. And then, plus, our work has been extremely outrageous. We've had like three people leave. And not only that, like record prices are going fucking crazy right now. So like the market is in upheaval, so to say. And so
Wow.
it, I've had a busy last 4 weeks, man. I'm just like, okay. And I still, well, I just finished a 12-day stretch at work. So this is my
Oh,
first
wow.
day off in 12 days.
Well,
So
you take a nap, Tony. I'm glad you ate that
I
yummy
know.
before we started.
And
Hey, oh, stand
you.
by. I got a side producer note. Hey,
Okay.
Jer, does Tony sound okay? He need to go up. Can you get your mic up just a smidge?
Course. How's that? More?
How's
You can bring
that?
more? More?
Oh, you know what? That might be good right there.
Is that good right there?
I tried to turn you up
Okay.
on my end, but I don't know what the integrate. I don't want to fuck anything up like last time. Hey, remember last time we met? The podcast
Yes.
that I
Yes.
disappeared?
Yes.
I
Oh man, me and
need
that
to
guy
go
were having
up.
such a great conversation, man, and you've disappeared.
You want to know what it was? It's because I
You're
pulled out my
batting.
Ouija board. You pulled that Cloak of Ravens and I played with it. And then this is a brand new laptop. And I had to send it in to the Dell company and they had to change the whole system board.
Because of what?
That Ouija board.
Oh my God.
It
Oh
happened on
my
that
God.
very
Oh
episode.
my
I just
God. Oh
disappeared
my
and I was like, what the hell? I spent a whole week trying to figure it out, had to send it in. And they, yeah, I was like, you know, no more Ouija board playing around, okay?
Oh, bullshit.
No more.
Bullshit.
No more. Okay. Well, if you play Cloak of Ravens again, maybe I'll pull it out a little bit. But
Oh, but so I do have this new metal band that you must check out, okay? They are on Instagram, okay?
Okay.
You got a pen? You got to
Yeah,
write this one down.
I'm always ready for Tony's
Okay.
notes.
NON.
Oh Lord, I gotta spell too. Okay.
You got to spell. You got to write this down.
Okay. NON, like as a non.
Yes. Underscore.
Oh. Okay.
EST.
I
Underscore DEUS.
DEUS.
US.
Non est though.
Dude,
Okay.
they are
Is
being
this death?
trippy.
What kind of metal?
No, this is black metal.
Oh, like Cloak of
Very, very
Ravens.
serious,
Okay.
very, very
Oh, I
serious
wonder
black
if
metal.
they know about them. Are they new or they have been around? Are they old?
You know, I haven't found a whole lot on them. They have a couple of releases that are interesting, and they do draw the crowds when they play, and they do have a big production. So I'm sure they're really probably popular in Europe. Like where I just seen them play recently in Germany. There's video on their Instagram account playing in Germany.
Oh
I don't know
wow.
how they're able to stay cool in the clothes that they wear.
I've got to see them.
They all wear white robes on
Hey,
their face, everything, cover it all the way
we'll
down.
follow them. I want to check them out. Where are they
Dude,
from?
I think they're from Poland. I think.
Where else would this black metal be
Where
from,
else
huh?
would you, right?
Ain't
All
gonna
the
be from
greats are
Christ.
from Poland. All the greats are from Poland, so
Poland? Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought they were all from Sweden.
yeah, well, there's a lot. Yeah, Sweden, Norway. Oh yeah. Poland, Czechoslovakia. A lot of black good, really heavy black metal bands come out of Czechoslovakia.
Nice. Well, you know, I've been waiting to see if we're gonna get a hold of the drummer of Goon Bats to see have him talk about
Telling you,
their little Spotify
he's at
pre-sale
dinner.
they have.
He's not. If you called me during dinner, and I wouldn't answer the phone
Well,
either.
I
I'd be
was
like,
being nice.
"Fuck
Look, I
that."
messaged first to be nice, but in about 3 minutes, because we won't run out of time, I might just push the call button to see because you know what? Hey, I know he wants to talk about I'm gonna ask him about. He has a pre-save link. I mean, this is a two we're talking two person band from Salt Lake City, progressive metal, and they are going to be getting their music on Spotify. So I had a few questions about that because I tried to find them on Spotify. I don't know if you know anything about this, Tony, but
I very rarely use Spotify, like at all.
oh. Well, I guess this is like for bands like, you know, they don't have an album or anything, but they do get three songs on there to stream so that people like you who, you know, you're not in Salt Lake to see them live like me all
Right.
the time, but you could
Right.
check them out on Spotify with their three songs they're going to have on there.
And that they are
So,
from Salt Lake.
oh yeah, they're from Salt Lake. You know, I'm
From
not sure if
Salt
you
Lake.
can see this, but can you see this when I put my screen to this or
Yeah,
not?
there are two guys up on the screen, right?
Oh, you can see.
Yeah.
So let
I
me
see
just
them.
show you right now what I'm talking about right here. See, right here. June 20th, Goonbat's first three-song EP will take flight. And right out, you know
Nice.
this link? I went to the link and it went to
The
somebody else's. So I was
Goombats.
gonna be like, what's up with that? But yeah,
Yeah,
Goonbat's
no, they're not
and
bad. I'm definitely gonna check them out a little more and dig a
and
little
he
deeper. You know how I do
Oh yeah, and
it.
this is what else but I wanted to talk about was this. Next Saturday, May 18th, the Goonbats will be playing at our favorite place, the Ice House here in Murray, with our favorite. Check it out. Oh wait, you can't because you're looking at my screen. I'm wearing the shirt. Cargo Cult, our favorite Salt Lake City punk rock band. You know, I
I
always
get
talk
you.
about them.
Yes, I
I always
do.
talk like Cargo Cult. Oh, when we
No,
come back from
you
break,
even got their merch, man.
dude, yeah,
Okay.
I have a big question for you when we come back
Okay.
after the commercial. And
Okay.
it's about a patch. And it's about, okay, what do you call your jacket there?
That my jacket's cut.
Like when you
It's
say you
called
put a patch on it, what do you
it's
always
called a
call it
cut.
something?
Huh?
You always call it something. Your, what do you call it? Your jacket?
What?
Your
My
patch.
vest?
Yeah.
It's called a cut.
Spell that.
Cut. KUT.
KUT cut? No, yeah, I swear. In one of these other episodes, you called it something else with more syllables than that. A flashing wing wing ring.
Or
I don't know.
your battle vest?
No, it was a weird word, and I kind of like the sound of it. I'm like, damn, where'd you get that word from? And you said, and you were putting some patches on it or something. It was back in one of our old seasons, and we got a picture of it. Yeah, so I forgot what the word was, but I didn't think it was cut. I had more syllables. But anyway, yeah, when we come back, I want to ask you something about patches and jackets, and it does have to do with Cargo Cult. But I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew from our little meeting tonight that I will be at the Ice House, me and Jer Bear, to support Goonbats and Cargo Cult. And there's also going to be, did you see that other band there? Sorry, it's DBS. I
Sirens
don't know who they
Rain.
are. Oh, but the Sirens Rain,
Sirens Rain,
they're from
yes.
Idaho. So this
Oh,
is kind of
okay.
like a little tour for them.
Oh,
Yeah.
traveling.
Yeah, a little tour for them.
Nice.
So let me check my timing. What else is new with you, Tone?
Oh, what
Father
else is
Tony?
new with me? What else is new with
I know,
me?
every
Oh,
time someone asks me, I'm like, I don't
it's
fucking know. I'm
Right. Well,
so busy, I don't
nothing
even
really
know.
ever changes with me right now. I mean, it's. The collection gets bigger every week, and it's turning
That's
into a
true.
black hole. When something goes in, it doesn't come out, and then it can escape, and I would be light, kind of thing. And it's starting to deal with its own gravity.
Well, when we were supposed to meet a couple weeks ago with the Brooklyn podcaster DB Wayfield, and you were at some auction, or no, you were doing an appraisal, or you were at an auction.
No, I was actually trying to facilitate a record deal.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. So what's up with that? What record was it?
They couldn't come to terms. It went to 3,200. He wanted four.
Gee, what the?
And yeah.
Damn, where do you go to do that? Was it in Sacramento or did you?
No. So it was an online thing, and a
Oh.
collector came to me looking for a very specific piece. I found the very specific piece. The guy didn't want to pay the price. So it was a kind of back and forth for a good hour until the deal just finally closed.
Oh, hopefully you're not stuck with it and you are a middleman.
I'm just the middleman. I didn't put up
It
any money. I just introduced two people.
is. Sweet.
And it is a very rare record, and I don't have one in my collection. I would like to have one in my collection. I even offered him a trade, but the
Ah.
I was going to give him this whole Slayer set for 2 grand to the one record. And
Oh,
he said no.
producer note. Your microphone was going in is a little bit low again.
Oh, because I'm not, I got to get close up on. Is that better?
Maybe that's why. You know, I learned
See,
that from
I went
listening to
back like
them. I do
this.
our
See, and then I
podcast.
went forward like this. See, this
Dude,
is kind of a back and forth.
no, I had to meet with, by the way, since you were doing that appraisal thing or that thing, I had to meet with Mr. DB Wayfield myself, which is kind of terrifying. And I was doing that same thing because of the Ouija board that broke my new laptop. It was out. I had to hook up the podcast to my PC, so I was talking all over like I'm coming all in and out,
Oh,
and
it's mumbo jumbo.
yeah, and I'm
It's
like,
mumbo
sorry,
jumbo.
DB. At this
Mumbo
podcast,
jumbo.
we're just he's talking about his podcast. He's on the fly. Yeah, I'm like, welcome to our on the fly.
Right.
Technical difficulties all the way through.
Right.
Whoa. But you know what? Since we're almost out of time here for this first half, jeez, what the hell? I already forgot what the hell I was gonna say.
What
What
are
was I
you going
gonna
to
say,
say?
Tony? What was I gonna say? Goon
God
Bats
damn
Cargo
it.
Cult. Goon Bats Cargo Cult. Go see their show. And what else was I gonna say?
Nice house. What's admission? How much at the door?
Fuck, that's a good fucking
Oh,
question.
dude.
Let's go back to that
I've
flyer.
seen
It doesn't
the
say
flyer. It does
tickets.
not say.
I hope it's under $15.
Tickets at JRCSLC.com.
Dude, their last show, Ice House, was $5, and they played with Sugar Bone, and I didn't quite stay for the last band. I don't really know them. But yeah, I really wanted to talk to the drummer. So we'll have to try and give him a sneak attack call on our next half sometime. On our next half. I'll
My
be
next
surprised. Yeah, it's almost
one.
gonna be a little bit of surprise here.
Okay. So I guess we'll take a commercial.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
That is our break music. We actually are doing stuff a little bit more professional around here. Do you know what that is? That's a kalimba.
Oh
Can I tell you where I got this music from?
Where?
There's a YouTube channel called Blex, and there's some cool shiz on there. Okay, some crazy cool shiz.
Oh, I've got some juicy stuff for the next half that
All right.
you I think you're gonna find particularly entertaining.
Let's go to a. Let's get ready and go to a commercial break
Go
then.
to a commercial. Okay. Thank you everybody for listening to 60 Years of Belly Dancer with Tony and Sasha. Okay. Come back after the break. I'm going to show you what the break is going to be. Okay, ready? Here we go.
You mean I get to see the break and not only listen to it, but see it too?
What?
Love it.
I'm having it right now. God's greatest gift.
Timothy Leary.
Can we go home?
Sure.
All right, let's go home.
This time around, you can be anyone. Wild. Is that what we're listening to? Awesome commercial. Oh, turn it up. There we go. Right, we'll be right back, right? Oh, is this
We'll
like,
be right back.
okay, 2 minutes?
When we say political party, man, we mean party of celebration. The function of government should celebration. The function of government should celebration. The function. And everyone wakes up and says, "Yeah, man, that's right."
Record collector. That's authentic.
In California, we're all dying of that terrible, dangerous, evil drug, you know, carbon monoxide. The morals of this country have changed. Kids just don't buy that old uptight, keep your legs crossed, Puritan ethic. Aim of the game is to feel good. And the function of government is to get everyone high and feeling good.
We share that with the
The
function of
problem I
government is.
face, California or Massachusetts, the United States, are not that insoluble. The guys in power are so old-fashioned, so rigid, that they're just messing up in every way possible. The function of government should be to put itself out of business and get control and power back in the hands of the people, back to the neighborhood, back to the small group,
Oh,
and get the
trippy.
money and the control back where it belongs. Everyone in this country today knows what drugs do, knows what marijuana does. They know what LSD does. They know what booze does. They know what nicotine does. They know what smog does. There's no point educating people about drugs anymore. Everyone knows what's at. There are good drugs and bad drugs. That is, they're drugs that get you high and make you feel sexy and loving and happy. And everyone knows which drugs there are. Now, these are the drugs that the government's after.
Government wants to feel sexy.
If a bunch of people smoke marijuana, they're not going to fight in Vietnam. If a bunch of people are high in marijuana, they're not going to hassle their black neighbors. You know, they're feeling too good to be uptight and mean. The government does not want marijuana around because marijuana blows the whole white middle class scene. Do you know that there are 300 million people in the world that smoke marijuana? There are more people that smoke marijuana than there are members of the American middle class. Or the, matter of fact, there are more people that smoke marijuana than there are Americans. There are 300 million people that use marijuana. Maybe that's a majority. There are more people that use marijuana than there are Protestants. And almost as many as there are Christians. There are about 100 times more people that use marijuana in the world than there are Jews and Unitarians all combined. We're a majority. We're the largest religious group in the world.
Hell yeah. Boy, that changed, huh? Now my doctor gives me marijuana.
Did you guys enjoy Mr. Leary?
Yes, we did. It actually reminds me of how we're going to have, remember I talked about my old school gutter punk friend, the cult leader?
Yes.
As soon as he does his jail time, he's coming on. Right. And he doesn't want me to talk about it, but I know his dad's wavy gravy. He says, don't tell
really?
Anybody. But, oh, hell yeah. And I'm going to, when he gets out of jail, we're going to have a talk.
I met that dude once.
Yeah.
I met that dude once.
Wavy gravy?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
no
I met
way.
I met him in Las Vegas at a Grateful Dead show.
Well, when my friend comes on here, his mom was a part of the Merry Pranksters. I mean,
oh,
she
nice.
Was with them. Yeah, he's one of them hippie kids. And he taught me how to jump on the trains from here to Reno and to Sacramento. Sacramento.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, we were on the bus with his mom and I had to use the bathroom and she handed me a coffee can. And I was like, that's okay. I'll hold it. I held it for like 4 hours while we went to some rainbow gathering. Whew. Anyway, yeah, that'll be cool. That's what it reminded me of. I'm like, this is cool. So that's your new record? Yeah. Or is that just a record?
This
you
one,
out?
Oh, no. This is one that I picked probably about a month ago. It's
How do you
a
pick
67
it?
Press, huh?
I mean, do you just randomly look at all of your thousands and close your eyes and. Or do you just feel
no,
like,
no.
I
so
feel like
I,
a little
I,
leery?
I was at this place called Stardust, and it's like a vintage store. And they have a big record section, used records.
Oh, I meant and when you're picking out of your own collection. How do you decide?
Oh, how do I choose?
Yeah.
Oh, well, like I wanted some spoken word today. So
I see.
It was
just
either gonna
feeler,
be
yeah.
It was either gonna be out of Timothy Leary or Jello Biafra. And we got Timothy.
Love it. Totally love it. Yeah. I like when we listen to Tony, we always hear something new, unique, and which reminds me, new unique music and update your playlist. Are you going to have a season finale of Open Air Sonar or a couple more?
I am. I've been so busy lately, but yes, this week I am going to start my season finale.
All right. Yeah, I think we're going to be doing this season finale because it's a busy summer. But before we go, I think we're going to have Sinister Laura on again because she is going to be donating an art piece to the Utah University Jazz Orchestra Silent Auction Benefit Concert.
Ooh,
so she's
cool.
Making a piece for that, and I was going to we'll probably do that for our finale for the 6 Degrees.
All righty. That sounds like fun.
Push some artwork. Because here at 6 Degrees, we are pushing underground emerging artists. I mean, they are welcome to use this platform and tell us whatever the hell they want to share to
we
our
do it all.
Three listeners. Well, you know what? He never check it out. Can you hear this? I'm gonna actually try and call this dude.
All right.
Because we're crazy like that over here. Okay, I'm gonna try and call the drummer of Goonbats and see what he has to say about his Goonbats. And he doesn't know I'm doing this, so I'm sorry, but this is how we roll. We're trying this stuff out. See if we can hear him on the phone. It's actually. Oh. Oh.
Do you
I'm
have
scared.
Your phone plugged into your mixer?
Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I just don't know how it's going to sound.
Although I'm still sharing sound.
Oh, will you turn that off? Sorry. Can you leave a message on the little thing here? Yo, can you leave a message on these messenger video things? Do you know?
I have no idea.
All right, so you can hear that, right?
Yeah, I can hear the, the ringing of the phone, but again, it is dinner time. Not a lot of people answering phones
Do you
right
guys eat dinner? Do the goon bats eat dinner there in the bat cave? I wanted to ask him if they have a lot of guano in there, like guanawana.
No, dude, they're down at Hardee's on State Street, dude. Is that place even still there?
He's probably shitting his pants right now, going, "What the fuck this bitch calling me for?" He hung up. LOL.
Who's this crazy lady?
I just tell him right now, we live on YouTube pushing your band, the Goon Bats,
The
next
Goon
Saturday,
Bats.
May 18th
Next Saturday
at the
in
Ice
Salt Lake
House
City.
with our
Murray. Murray,
favorite
right?
punk rock band, Cargo Cult, which I forgot to push our timer again, so there goes our 12 minutes.
Hey, so you didn't go and see
Jerry,
Kevin
tell me in
Bacon?
6 minutes. I just told co-producer in there.
You didn't go see Kevin Bacon?
6 minutes. Oh, no, but he was here.
Uh-huh. That's what I said. He was over at Lehigh at the Roller Mills.
That is right.
Because they're tearing down the high school that it was filmed in or whatever. So.
And how I heard about that, when I was doing my VIP with Julian Kay, there was another chick in there, and she was from Payson. And she was all excited about Kevin Bacon coming. She's like, "Oh, Kevin Bacon." And we were like, "Woo, Kevin Bacon." And I was like, Six
Kevin
degrees
Bacon.
Of Kevin Bacon. Put a little seed in their ear for the podcast.
Yeah, get him on the show. I'd probably say something. We'd do him, I know I would. So I don't think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I'd say something fucking dickish. Man, Kevin, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude?
You know, he has a podcast, 6 degrees of the Kevin
I
Bacon.
Know.
I listened to it for a minute and I was like, damn, we suck. His was pretty good. He told a little story, he had a little movie going. I'm like, God.
Well, I'm sure he's got huge bandwidth as well.
He's even good with that.
Right. Well, we're working with freaking, God. So I'm sure he's got like huge connections, better equipment.
Yeah, I'm putting my little share sound on for when we exit out here. We're getting really a lot better at this, Tony. We really are.
I hope so. I really hope so. I know you like the live stuff. It's different.
It's going faster than when we were handing off the editing where you'd edit, I edit, because then it was coming out 2 weeks, and then by then we have all this shit to do. But
right.
I was like, just to finish off this season. And as for our arts festival, I'm probably going to start that really small because nobody wants to give me $20,000. What the fuck?
Right.
But somebody,
yes,
they might give me $1,000. And I was like, I can do something small with that.
Right.
Because we
there
want to do this
go.
Podcast to push our local emerging artists and musicians and,
correct,
hey, podcasters from all over. And who else? Poetry? Who else? Anybody? If you guys, nobody knows you, nobody else, I mean, we can't promise you anybody else
but
knows you, but you could come up here and say hi to us.
Right.
We're good at spreading a message.
And
I was a really good
pusher. We don't know anybody either, so that's, but
I only push for good now and not for evil. Well, we're running out of some time on our second half, but I have a very important patch question for you.
Okay, let's have a patch question.
Patch question.
Okay.
So, like I said, our favorite Salt Lake City punk rock band, Cargo Cult, at the last show, their drummer, Adam, was so nice and gave me this patch.
Ooh.
I don't know where the camera is.
No, I see it. Very nice.
Do you know what Cargo Cult is?
I do.
Let's put this on my face right now. Do you know who John, I think his name is John Frum? Like a cult leader almost. I think he crashed his plane somewhere, and you get a following because he came from the sky, and then,
right,
you know what I mean? You know,
I've never heard of him.
You know who tells a better story about the Cargo Cult? It'd probably be Jerry, but anyway, that's like the plane. Oh, God, this is hard to talk and look at this shit at the same time. There we go.
Yeah, those are cool.
Anyway. Do you remember me in high school? I had the trench coat with the patches. Well, I got rid of the trench coat, but I did keep some patches. And then since they gave me this patch, I'm like, God, maybe I should start putting some patches on a coat. But I don't even know what to do. And I was looking at you, and I like yours. What do you call it? You call it a cut? I swear you call it something. Well, let's see it. Can you hold it up for us?
Sure.
I want to see some ideas because I'm thinking about starting some patches on a jacket. Not a leather, though.
So a lot of these patches I actually designed myself.
What do you mean? Like you embroidered them and stuff, or you sent them off and had them embroidered?
Exactly. I gave them my idea, and this is what they did. So like, I designed these, and I designed, you know, these.
Oh, yeah. Put that this up is... by the camera. There you go. That's I want to see the bottom. Hmm. Oh, cool. That so you did the top and bottom. Did you do the skull too?
No. I bought that from an artist.
Okay. What does it say? What's Fuck Tommy? Is that a band?
No. Fuck Tommy. Tommy was a good friend when he died in a motorcycle accident. And we all had patches made that said Fuck Tommy on them. It was like the.
No way. That's cool. Hey, I'm glad I asked.
Yeah, that one's a personal.
Oh, hey, so co-producer just said, says it's still on.
What's still on?
I guess our live stopped.
Oh, okay.
Still on, I just don't see your faces, that's all I see.
Oh, our faces aren't on there. Thank you. Did you notice I hired somebody else? I mean, somebody more than us. I mean, we're all producing now. Even, like... I had to hire a 12-year-old to help me produce the commercial when you were missing for DB. Did you happen to listen to that at all?
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, no. But I'm going to.
I really wished it was still here. Ding, ding, ding. Well, I wanted to ask you about this coat here. Wait. Uh-oh. Yeah, I'm trying to find us on the YouTube here so that we can see our heads.
On the YouTube and on the Facebook and on the Instagram. And on the Snapchat.
Whoops. What the hell's going on? Oh, that was our timer. But wait, give us 5 more seconds. Hey, are we on there now? Or is it still? It's okay if it's still showing goon bats. I guess we're not on there.
We're not on what?
Our faces.
I see us right there. Right there.
Well, maybe his YouTube's froze or something, because I see us too.
Right. We're right there.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully we saw your jacket, because I want to show you this. I was thinking about doing this more of an army themed. So.
Are you going to leave the sleeves on?
It's still not showing, but you can hear us?
I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Wow. Let me stop share this.
Okay.
Now, can you see us? Sorry, I keep forgetting that we're live. So anyway, this jacket. I want to know where did I put patches on it. You think I should take the sleeves off? It's kind of an army thing.
Do you want a battle vest or do you want a jacket with sleeves?
Still show the.
Well, that's a good question. I think I'm going to go coat. I was thinking I start my patches all across the bottom. Is that GA or what?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. Because if I put it up here, it looks like I work at freaking Conoco or something.
Right. Well, and you're definitely going to want to get a few tags up there. You know, you're going to need your sergeant at arms and, you know.
Speaking of sergeant, yeah. I do have my, I have like 3 of these Julian K medals. I am fully decorated soldier of their church. They just don't know it. It's like, I know you, but you don't know me, stalker.
All right, kid. I guess this is it for us. I've got to go and start cooking dinner for my wife.
All right, one moment, please. I need to put our cargo cult exit music on. Because that is what we were here for. That was the... Oh, yeah, that's our timer to go. And we are actually a half hour over our... We're a half hour over. So, anyway, we're going to leave with Spineless Man, Cargo Cult, playing at the Ice House next Saturday, the 18th, with Goonbats and From Idaho, Sirens Rain, and with the band ECS.
Thanks for listening, everybody, to the 6 Degrees of a Belly Dancer. Hope to see you again real soon.
Yep. See you later. Tony.
See you later. Dude, you know what that sound, that last song just reminded me of, like Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle, what's that from?
You know the band Mr. Bungle?
No. Is it a punk rock band?
No, it's one of, what's that guy from Faith No More?
Ooh, I don't know.
Lead singer of Faith No More, one of his other bands. It's called Mr. Bungle.
Ah.
That's what those guys remind me of.
I will tell them that.
Mike Patton.
Ah.
Mike Patton. All right, dude, we'll see you later.
All right, see you, Tony. Bye.
Bye.